About a year and a half ago, fresh groceries in the community of Cake were in short supply. It was the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic, and meat, dairy, and other perishables weren't showing up on the barge, as nationwide hoarding caused shortages of basics like toilet paper, flour, and other staples. And also, workers key to the nation's food web were getting sick.
Our meat supply kind of got pretty low because of the virus hitting the meatpacking plants in the lower 48.
Joel Jackson is president of the Organized Village of Cake, the federally recognized tribe in the Kuprinoff Island community of a few hundred people. The normal hunting season doesn't begin till the fall, and it was too early for the salmon run. But there were plenty of deer and moose in the dense forests, so Jackson went looking for permission to organize a community hunt, first to the state agency that oversees wildlife.
I went to the Fish and Game, first of all, and they absolutely said, no, that's not going to happen.
In the end, the Federal Subsistence Board authorized a special hunt for the community of Cake in June. It went as planned.
We got the two bull moose and five male deer. It was all distributed to our tribal members or to the community.
But then Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration filed a lawsuit claiming there was no food security risk. It raised a number of procedural objections to allowing the special hunt. There's long been tension between state and federal authorities over subsistence rights, and the state's position was that the special hunt was exclusionary and an example of federal overreach. But Judge Sharon Gleason rejected the state's request for a restraining order against the Federal Subsistence Board. She also rejected the state's objections over the board's excluding urban hunters harvesting moose in an area of the interior, which the Subsistence Board had ruled was needed for public safety. That had been a second part of the state's lawsuit. In a 49-page order issued December 3rd, she rejected all the state's arguments. The Native American Rights Fund, which offered legal aid to Cake's tribe, welcomed the ruling, and Tribal President Jackson says it was a victory for tribal sovereignty.
I think that's a very positive thing because it's a very real possibility when Alaska solely depends on everything we get from the lower 48. Things can go south in a hurry.
A spokesman for the Department of Law released a short statement calling Judge Gleason's ruling contradictory to federal legislation that protects the rights of all hunters on federal lands in Alaska. He said the state was considering an appeal. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.